Welcome to the latest episode of the AgriFutures Australia Chicken Meat Program podcast. Today, Dr. Mahmood Khalil joins us to talk about the research that he conducted as part of a research project that looking at age-dependent energy and digestible amino acids of common Australian feedstuffs. Mahmood, the area that you looked at was the apparent metabolizable energy of different feed ingredients used in the diets of meat chickens from hatch through to 42 days. Could you start with just providing a bit of background as to why you conducted this research and the importance of it for industry?
Yep, sure. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for your nice introduction. And so in my project, we looked at the apparent metabolizable energy for broiler chicken at different ages, starting from day one up to 42 days of age. So the kind of highlight about this project was why we looked at energy. So energy or dietary energy for poultry is very important because it's the first item to be considered in formulating poultry feeds. Energy is required for maintenance, physiological functions, metabolism, and growth. And in commercial poultry production or feed production, feed represents about 70% of the total production cost, and just energy contributing to two-thirds of this percent of the production, which is around 65% of the feed cost. So energy represents 65% of the feed cost, which is huge percent. And also, in fact, considering that birds eat to satisfy their energy requirement, and energy or dietary energy level influencing feed intake, which means feed intake of birds will be influenced by dietary energy, which is the major fact. Feed intake is the major fact driving weight gain in poultry. So if they eat more, there will be like too much cost of the production. Also, like the accurate estimation of available energy of feed ingredients is crucial for optimizing the inclusion of feed ingredients in the diet. This will improve the profitability and sustainability for poultry production. So in my research, we studied the apparent metabolizable energy because this is the most commonly used system in diet formulation for poultry. However, till I conducted my research, there were many gaps that have not been looked at so far. So one of the factors we considered is a feed form, as most of the energy values of feed ingredients published or reported has been established from studies conducted with mesh diets. However, commercially, in commercial practice, our poultry producers are using pelleted diet. So this was a question, is it accurate to use values established from mesh diet? However, we are using pellet diet and the pelleting influence is well studied. Another one is the age factor. So we looked at is age of birds influencing the utilization or metabolizability of feed ingredients for AME or apparent metabolizable energy? So these are the factors we considered. So we looked at why or the factors that has or factors have significant influence on the apparent metabolizable energy of individual feed ingredients. So yeah.
Thanks, Mahmood. That was a great background as to really why the importance of this research. So thank you very much for that. I noticed that you commented on the feed form too, and that's definitely an important area that you looked at. But when it comes to the actual feed ingredients that you did look at, what were those?
Okay, so we looked at the four main cereal grains used in poultry feed, which were they were like maize, barley, wheat, and sorghum. And we looked at also the three main protein sources, soybean meal, meat and bone meal, and canola meal.
Okay, so when you looked at these different ingredients, what did you find?
Okay, so for first study was about feed form. So we looked at does feed form has impact on AME of individual feed ingredients. So the study showed that feed form has significant influence on AME of all cereal grains, the four cereal grains. So it has significant impact. And so AME of all cereal grains increased with pelleting. However, for protein source, the impact of pelleting on AME and of meat and bone meal was negative. So pelleting reduced AME and of meat and bone meal. However, pelleting increased AME and of canola meal, and it didn't have effect on AME and of soybean meal. So the impact for cereal grains was positive for increased all AME and for all cereal grains. Or cereal grains, but for protein source, so it was dependent on the ingredient type or protein source type.
Yeah, really interesting results that you got there, Mahmoud. Is that sort of something that you expected to find?
So pelleting is like everybody knows how pelleting affect the quality of the diet, but for AME. For single or individual feed ingredients, we didn't expect like we have this kind of different trend of positive increase and negative decrease. So yeah. We knew that there would be some kind of influence, but we didn't know how much exactly this influence will be.
Okay.
So for the second study or the second part was age, which was the main one. So firstly, we studied feed form, so we can know should we use this type of feed type in other trials or not. So we looked at the feed form and we knew that pellet has impact. So that's why in further research, we did all studies or all trials in pellet form. So all studies on age was in a pellet form type. So for age study, we found that age also has significant impact on AME and of feed ingredients type. Yep.
Yeah, thanks so much for that, because I did notice that in your research you did find that the age did actually affect the AME for the different feed ingredients. But so just on that, what do you think some of the implications for industry are based on the results that you got?
Okay, so the implication is that so commercially poultry producers are using one single AME value for feed ingredients during the whole production cycle from day one up to 42. So just one AME value for each feed ingredient. So in my research, we found that so age has impact, as I mentioned. So there are different values for each phase. So week one is different than week two or whatever the trend was. So I think now, using this kind of finding, poultry producers can now formulate diets or age-dependent diets. So they can use this value specific for specific age to formulate a diet based on week one, week two, week three, or week up to week six. So this is what they can use. So they can kind of, so they can improve the precision of feed formulation. Otherwise, if they're using just one value, they will be either over or underestimate the AME value of the feed they are formulating.
That's great. Thanks, Mahmoud. I guess my next question is for all research, there's always something further that can be investigated. And I was wondering, what do you think would be the next logical step in this research?
Okay, so yeah, for sure, as you mentioned, there are like always further research to be conducted. There is no end for that. So formulating, as I mentioned, that now we have age-dependent values, AME values for each feed ingredient. So to confirm that poultry producers need to use these values, there should be a trial that has this structure of using or formulating different type of diets using the values we found in or reported in our research. So we'll have like, let's say, set or six set of diets using six sets of AME values of each feeding ingredient, and then compare the current practice and the kind of new values that we reported, and then consider the performance, the market weight, economic return, and then we can conclude that if they should be using just the same single AME with a current trend or using different age-dependent AME values. And also for another area of research that can be looked at is the methodology. So AME can be measured through different methodology, three methodology. So we found in our research that the methodology has impact as well.
Okay.
So the current reported AME value, we are not sure the methodology used to formulate or kind of estimate these values, where they came from, which methodology has been used. So I think another trial can be used to compare AME values from different methodology and see also the performance, the market weight, economic return, and then we can conclude that, okay, these values should be used, or this methodology is the best or better one to be kind of reliable. Another one can be, of course, some of the ingredients has NSPs. So another trial using exogenous NSP enzymes can and see the impact of the enzymes on the AME value should be also looked at. And the TID system is a completely different system that we hypothesized in our research as well.
Needs further
investigation. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, excellent. Thanks, Mahmoud. You've really given us a really great overview of your research, and I really, really do appreciate that. The implications that you've found from this could be, you know, quite important for how diets are formulated in the future. That leads me to my next question, in that where could we find out more about your research?
Oh, yep, sure. So I have the first study about the feed form. We published this study in the Animal Feed Science and Technology. And the age studies on cereal grains and protein source are published on Poultry Science and Animals. And yeah, there is another paper is coming out soon, which will be submitted to Animals. And this is a special issue about the current challenges for poultry energy utilization, which is I have been invited to serve as a guest editor for this special issue. So there will be a paper about the age influence on AME and of meat and bone meal. So hopefully this will be published soon.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Thank you so much, Mahmoud. Just in regards to the papers that you have already been published, I can put links in that people can find the links to those papers. And once the special edition and the new paper gets published, hopefully we'll be able to add that to that to the links as well too. But again, thank you so much for your time, Mahmoud. I really appreciate the information that you've been able to give us. It's great research, and thanks again.
Thanks, Richard. My pleasure. Thanks so much.